Welcome back. In a political twist that's got Maharashtra buzzing, Devendra Fadnavis is poised to reclaim the chief minister's seat after Eknath Shinde steps aside. After days of suspense and backroom negotiations, the BJP has clinched the deal with the Shiv Sena, setting the stage for a dramatic power shift. There was a sense of humour today as well, even though at this stage Eknath Shinde hasn't quite said directly that he is going to accept the post of deputy chief minister. His leaders have been saying, please do so. Let's listen in.
नई सरकार का शपथ विधि ये 5 तारीख को शाम को 5:30 बजे विश्व गौरव भारत के प्रधानमंत्री माननीय नरेंद्र मोदी जी की उपस्थिति में संपन्न होगा। मुंबई के आजाद मैदान पर यह संपन्न होगा। कल मैं स्वयं माननीय हमारे मुख्यमंत्री एकनाथ शिंदे जी के पास गया था और एकनाथ राव जी को मैंने ये निवेदन किया था कि हम सभी की इच्छा है कि इस सरकार में वे स्वयं हमारे साथ रहे। शिवसेना के भी विधायकों की इच्छा है और महायुति के भी विधायकों की इच्छा है और मुझे पूर्ण विश्वास है कि वो हमारे साथ रहेंगे। महाराष्ट्र की जनता को जो वादे हमने किए हैं उन वादों को पूरा करने के लिए पूरी जी जान के साथ ये सरकार काम करेगी।
आज आम्ही राज्यपाल महोदयांची भेट घेऊन महायुतीचं सरकार स्थापन करण्याची परवानगी मागितली आणि राज्यपाल महोदयांनी परवानगी दिली। उद्या आझाद मैदानमध्ये संध्याकाळी 5:30 वाजता शपथविधी आहे।
मी सगळेजण मिळून महाराष्ट्राच्या सर्वांगीण विकासाच्या करता मनापासून प्रयत्न करू। आम्हाला अनुभव आहे, या अनुभवाचा फायदा राज्यातल्या सर्व समाजाला सर्व जाती गटकाला कसा करून देता येईल। वेगवेगळ्या प्रकारचे गोष्टी घडत असतात, नैसर्गिक संकट येत असतात, त्याच्यातून आमचा शेतकरी अडचणीत येत असतो, परंतु त्याला पुन्हा त्याच्यातून कसं आधार देता येईल, बाहेर काढता येईल। आणि आता केंद्र सरकार पण त्या बाबतीत मागेही बरोबर होतं, आताही बरोबर आहे। आता 5 वर्ष आता ते अतिशय चांगलं बहुमत आहे की त्याच्यात आता कुठेही आम्हाला तिघांना पण ह्याला सांभाळा त्याला सांभाळा, हा तिकडे गेला हा रुसला फुगला, आम्ही रुसून फुगून देणारच नाही, पण असं फार काही तिथं वेळ देण्याची जबाबदारी येणार नाही ती चंद्रशेखर बावनकुळे आणि सुनील तटकरे त्यांच्या स्तरावर पार पाडतील।
वेल, joining us now to look at this entire process, Shaina NC, the senior leader of the Shiv Sena, Niranjan Shetty of the BJP, Sanjay Jha, the political analyst, with us as well. Let me go across to Shaina first. Shaina, my question is very obvious. Will Mr. Eknath Shinde be the deputy chief minister, one of two in Maharashtra?
Most certainly, I think the suspense is over. Obviously, Vishnu, you know that every party did so well in this historic election and the strike rate was so phenomenal that you had every leader wanting their own, or rather every party cadre wanting their own leader to become the chief minister. And Eknath Shindeji, as a common man's chief minister, has worked tirelessly for 2.5 years. We all know the impact of the Mukhyamantri Ladki Behna Yojana, which was instrumental in this victory too. Having said that, he had always said and always maintained that it is for the leadership of the Mahayuti to decide who should finally head the mantle, and we should all work in tandem with the leaders in the vision that the Prime Minister has for a Viksit Bharat and continue the same for Maharashtra. I just want to add to that, that yes, Eknath Shindeji has been extremely magnanimous even in suggesting Devendraji's name, and Devendraji is legit in his claim as chief minister because the numbers are such. Having said that, not for 1 minute has there been a compromise with the vision for the people of Maharashtra and the development of Maharashtra. The opposition that chose to have a narrative through the election, you know, only tom-tomming about who should be the chief minister, whether it's Ubata Sena or the Congress, despite the fact that they didn't even have the numbers and were never going to get it, Vishnu. Here, there was no lust for power. There was only the common agenda, which is development for
no,
the
but
state.
No, but China, that's all very well. But then today, China, that's all very well. Why did he not say that I will be deputy chief minister? Ajit Pawar said that I'm going to be over there and I'm going to take oath.
Why does he need to say it? It is obviously the leadership that is going to collaborate with all parties and all party leaders and take a decision. And when you take a decision which is in the interest of all, I mean, I think that that maturity is there between the three leaders, as we have seen in the 2.5 years, which has brought Maharashtra on the development plank and has actually led us to this victory.
Still not
too,
answering my question, Shaina, my friend. You're still not answering my question.
I don't want to get into speculation. I don't want to get into any untoward comments. I just want to say the interest is only the people of Maharashtra, the voter of Maharashtra, respecting them, okay. Respecting their mandate. And after a long day and prayer at Ma Kamakhya Devi, I'm sure Maharashtra will continue to work in that same direction of a progressive
right.
state
so,
with stable
Sanjay,
good governance.
Shaina wearing her cap as a diplomat on this program this evening, perfectly nuanced over there. Niranjan Shetty also smiling, but where? What would people in Maharashtra be thinking of right now? We know who's going to be chief minister. It is a coalition. Shouldn't there be, have been greater clarity by now? On Eknath Shinde.
Absolutely, Vishnu. I think my dear friend Shaina was reading brilliantly from a press release. But let's cut to the chase and address the political reality. It took 11 days for them to even talk about a potential government being formed. I think that is a manifestation by itself of the fact that the coalition will remain progressively unstable going forward. Because end of day, Vishnu, let's understand the truth here. Eknath Shinde was the chief minister and the face of the entire campaign of the Mahayuti. And the truth is that the BJP has the numbers. Having said that, don't forget the intrinsic character of this coalition or this alliance. It's been based on mistrust, distrust, betrayal, and two people who have basically left their principal mothership parties to create their own. And the BJP has been held singularly responsible for this entire Operation Lotus campaign that was very successful. End of day, Mr. Shinde will be worried because a lot of people in Mumbai and Maharashtra, Vishnu, who are followers of the Shiv Sena, are now going to see Mr. Shinde play second fiddle to the BJP. You see, the BJP appointed him strategically because that was the offer to break the Shiv Sena. Now the BJP doesn't even need him. The BJP can do a government with the NCP or with independents. So Mr. Shinde has been given a categorical message. It's our way or the highway for you. And he has little choice because a lot of people from the Shiv Sena will be very disappointed to see that the Shiv Sena has been shafted. And in the process, it has also been broken.
All right, okay. Let me get a quick response from Niranjan Shetty. Mr. Shetty, respond to Sanjay Jha. He says basically the coalition is not going to be stable.
No, Sanjay Jha needs to introspect himself. Basically, if you are pointing a finger towards us, you need to look into that. The Jharkhand CM has till date has not been, he himself got sworn in and rest of the minister are yet to be sworn in. I think having said that, it's a political distinct decision which took time. Of course, we are three people together a consensus needs to be reached at. So basically, today you must have seen the group leader of the Maharashtra BJP has been elected and now he will be sworn in as a CM tomorrow. And as far as Vishnuji, as you said, we have clicked a deal. It's not a deal. It's a request made by the Honorable CM to Honorable former CM to join the Mahayuti government.
Okay. And what about, Niranjani, the allocation of cabinet berths? Obviously, the BJP has, by being the dominant partner in terms of the seats that you won.
You know, that is not my prerogative. It is the choice of the Honorable CM and as Shaina ji said, it will be a collective decision. The Shiv Sena Shinde group will decide their people who will be the part of the government and Ajit Pawar ji will decide this. And the Bharatiya Janata Party will be decided by the Devendra ji itself.
But Niranjan ji, the key ministries of home and finance, is that a claim that the BJP makes? I presume that is the case.
I think it is a table story been cooked up and no need to answer. It's just a day away from the, you know, let us wait till 5 p.m. tomorrow. All the answers, all the questions will be answered by tomorrow, approximately between 5:30 to 6 p.m.
Okay. Shaida, would the Shiv Sena be okay if Home and Finance went to the BJP?
Again, you're putting me in a spot, Vishnu.
Of course, that's
I'm
my
not
job.
Falling into that trap. I'm not falling into that trap. Obviously, it's the leadership that will decide. I mean, as I said, the strike rate has been so phenomenal of all three parties. Now, if you ask Shiv Sena, what is our viewpoint? Obviously, from Lok Sabha to Vidhan Sabha, the leadership of Eknath Shindeji and the implementations of schemes like the Mukhyamantri Ladki Behna Yojana have been phenomenally imperative to garner this kind of traction with women voters. Likewise, the internship schemes for the young. If you look at the way the farmers have got direct transfers in their bank accounts, if you look at the senior citizens who have got pension, if you look at all the labhartis that have benefited from the central schemes and the state schemes. So every party will want their own leader to get the maximum in terms of, I would never even call it pound of flesh, but I would call it an opportunity to perform and continue to perform for the people of Maharashtra. And in that sense, it is for the Mahayuti leadership to sit in consensus and decide who gets what. And I'm sure there will be absolute synergy as has been seen in 2.5 years. Unfortunately, the Congress and the Ubata Sena were at such loggerheads. Every morning you had distasteful statements from Mr. Sanjay Raut, which cost the Congress heavy, and which cost the Congress okay. heavy were the back rebuttals given to the Ubata Sena. So you had no synergy there except the desperation for lust for power, and the voter actually kicked out both those people.
All right.
Both
okay,
those
now,
parties
Shaira, hold that
both
thought.
Those ideologies.
Hold that thought, and I'd like to thank all of you very much for being with us. The reason is we've got Deepak Kesarkar, cabinet minister, former cabinet minister in the Maharashtra government, the Shiv Sena leader, to perhaps give us some answers on where he sees all of this going. I spoke to him just a few minutes back. Joining us now, a very special guest, Deepak Kesarkar, who's been a cabinet minister in the Maharashtra government in the Shiv Sena Shinde group, the Shiv Sena. Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Kesarkar. Bottom line, which everybody wants to know, will Eknath Shinde take the post of Deputy Chief Minister along with Ajit Pawar?
All our MLAs have insisted that he should accept the post and should be in cabinet. After all, the final decision is to be taken by him.
Stage, this evening, about 9 o'clock, you can't confirm that he's going to accept the post of Deputy Chief Minister. Can you confirm it?
Just now, all of us meet him and we requested him that he should become Deputy CM, that he should be in the government. And that is the wish of all MLAs who are elected from our party and the independent who are supporting us.
And has he accepted that?
He will announce it himself. It is his prerogative. Whatever we want to say, we have already made it clear that all MLAs, they want him to be in the government and should accept the post. That is what we are demanding. And he will have to announce his own decision now.
Do you believe by this time tomorrow or even earlier, the uncertainty that we've seen for the last several days will be over?
Of course, it is already over. All three of them have claimed their stake for forming a government, and Devendraji would be sworn in tomorrow along with two DCMs. That is what we expect. And he has to decide. And all of us, as I said earlier, have insisted that he should become the Deputy CM. He should accept that post.
Mr. Kesarkar, how was the decision made to allocate cabinet positions? Some would say that it was perhaps disproportionate from a Shinde standpoint, the BJP getting significantly more than the Shiv Sena and the NCP. Of course, the BJP won far more seats. But was there any coercion or pressure involved in negotiations?
Devendraji and Eknathji will discuss together along with Ajit Dada, and they will decide over it. We are united and we will remain one. These things are resolved by discussion, and I don't think there is any difficulty in that.
Have there been assurances or mechanisms which have been put in place to ensure that the government will not come under internal pressure on the basis of differences between the within the alliance, particularly with the allocation of key ministries like Home and Finance?
There are no differences. It is a practice when it is a coalition government. Whatever departments they want, they can demand it. But finally, the decision comes from the higher authorities. And that is how it is resolved. So I don't see any problem into that. And they are united and they will work for betterment of Maharashtra and welfare of the people of Maharashtra.
Are you personally, Mr. Kesarkar, as a senior minister in the Shiv Sena, disappointed that Eknath Shinde will not, your leader, will not be chief minister?
No, everybody, every party wishes that their leader should become a CM. But finally, BJP had more number, and Eknath ji always believed in the leadership of Honorable Modi ji and Amit ji Shah Sahib. So he has clearly said that whatever decision they take, it is acceptable to them, acceptable to him. And BJP, since it has more seats, he has already declared that whosoever they select as their leader. And finally, they have selected Devendraji as expected. And I think this is resolved now. So there is no point in further discussion into this. Only thing that whether he wants to be in the ministry or not, that everybody is insisting that he should be in the ministry. And that is the position right now.
If he chooses not to be in the ministry, what would that say about the stability of the government?
No, all of us, when we insist, he is our leader. So I think that he will listen to what we really want. And he is a leader of masses. So everybody wishes that he should be in the government, and he should further those welfare measures which he had taken
exactly
during his tenure as a chief minister, he should carry them forward.
There were some who said, and I believe some from your party only, that why can't Maharashtra have, for example, a Bihar model, where Nitish Kumar at a certain stage was chief minister, he was propped up by the BJP, despite the BJP being the stronger of the alliance partners. Was it your hope, if not today, then perhaps earlier, that that would have been the case in Maharashtra?
This discussion now don't have any meaning, since already the CM is appointed, and today he's the swearing-in ceremony is tomorrow. And 5 days back only, Honorable Eknath ji has announced that he will abide by the decision of the higher authorities of BJP, that is Narendra Modi ji and Amit ji Shah. So there is no question about it now. He has led the election campaign as a CM. So naturally, it was expected by us that he would be given some period as a CM. But it is finally to be decided by the higher authorities, and they have already decided it. So I think that he is a kind of person who always likes to work for the people. And that's why we want him to be in the ministry and work for the people of Maharashtra, which is in the interest of Maharashtra.
One final question. The fact that we've seen Devendra Fadnavis make the statement that, look, it really doesn't matter in a sense that we will all be working together. It was a very conciliatory statement. He said that, it's a technicality in terms of the words, Chief Minister. Is that something that reassures you?
The last 2.5 years, they have been working together. And they were a team, not deputy and CM or deputy CM. Especially it started with Devendra ji and Eknath ji, who were together like one team. And afterwards, Ajit Dada also joined. And he also worked in similar fashion. So I think that Mahayuti is one team. And whosoever the leader is, the leader of the remaining parties are a perfect combination of how the government should work. So I have been a part of the cabinet and I have realized that they had a perfect understanding and that too in the interest of the state.
Well, that's the most important point, sir. Thank you, Mr. Kesarkar, for being with us and congratulations.
Thank you.
And you know, for the prosperity of people in Maharashtra,
Thank
this
you.
Is so very important. Thank you very much indeed.